You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Getting you set for the rest of Week 6 and how you're going to be betting the NFL this weekend. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, Aaron Hawksworth, here on the BetQL Network. Let's bring in our pal, Will Brinson from CBS Sports. He is joining us on the Roman Guest Line. And Will, I don't know if you got screwed. I don't know if you got some lucky wins last night. But how about those final 2.5 minutes and all the betting implications? Side, total, prop after prop after prop last night.
Yeah, and Joe Buck did his best, right, to try and He's like, yeah, there's some interest in this game as it closes out. On the, you know, it was like, I thought, all right, Joe, just can't do it. Just don't do it, man.
You're not Al Michaels.
Yeah. Like, just either be sly or just lay it on the table. It was pretty crazy. My favorite part was seeing people like your colleague and my good friend Nick Costas, who are usually Nick is like, there's no good coaches in this league. They're all a bunch of slappies. I can't believe it. And like screaming about the coaches and like doing like the raw things from an analytical and mathematical and coaching perspective. And then the second, like Nick Sirianni does the right thing and goes for two down eight. He's like, this clown is costing me money, and he can't decide which side to be on. I mean, that was wild. Like that game should, I mean, it was 28-7, and I mean Tampa's. There's just no way Tampa's not going to cover, and Philly stormed through the back door and then left everybody hanging with the total because of. It ended up being 28-22, so it didn't go over, but it should have if Tampa has to kick the field goal or Philly gets the ball back. Yeah, I mean, just a wild ending. And I mean, I think that game is a perfect example of why football and gambling was more interesting game that otherwise was pretty much out of hand, you know, for three quarters of the game, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts played terrible, but he still put up like 30 fantasy points. And the game wasn't close down the stretch, but people were intrigued by it for multiple reasons.
Will, before we jump to the rest of this week's six card, I want to your thoughts on Sirianni. It looks like he's not very good right now, and maybe a little bit over his head. Looks like the Bucs threw the plays that were coming. The screen passes are blown up. I didn't like kicking the field goal there when you're still going to need two more scores in the fourth quarter. They never got the ball back a third time, so it ended up not, I think, working out the way you wanted. They missed the field goal anyway. What do you think about the Eagles' first-year coach? I know the team's not very good, but I'm thinking this guy looks in over his head.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in over his head. My podcast producer, Debo, big Eagles fan, and he was on the jumping in on the show last night talking about the game, and he's the most optimistic, like,
glass half full Eagles fan I've ever seen, or sports fan I've ever seen in my life. And he's like, I don't know if this is, the other thing, like Sirianni, week one, I was kind of blown away because he comes out and this offense, it looks Jalen Hurts friendly. They're going to run a bunch of RPOs, read option. They're going to get him, use his legs, get him out on the edge and make life easier for him. Basic crap that any reasonable human being with a brain, especially a professional coach, would do, unless your name is Matt Nagy, apparently. And instead, we've seen for the last, 4 or 5 weeks where Sirianni doesn't really seem interested in that. Is really more fine with just, Jalen Hurts drops back, doesn't see anything he likes, tries to make something happen with his legs. It doesn't look like a functional offense designed to accentuate what the quarterback does best. And, it's a tough market to be in if you're Nick Sirianni. I don't know why anybody would take that job with knowing everything you know about Philly, from how Howie Roseman likes to, manipulate, Game of Thrones style stuff around the office, to the general nature of the fan base. I don't know why you would take that as an up and coming OC in your first head coach job. And the other thing too is, Sirianni's never even called plays before. Why is he not hiring somebody to call the plays? Frank Reich, hire somebody to call the plays. You're a first time head coach. Take something off your plate. It's like these guys don't get it. If you're doing an entirely new job that you've never done before with 50 million additional responsibilities added onto it, I don't know, delegate something to somebody else so you don't have to worry about in the middle of the game. It drives me. It's wild.
Will, let's hit on some of these matchups. And we have numerous games where we think we're going to have some quarterback change. Maybe the Sunday morning game in London, Tua to Brissett. Don't know that there's a big difference there. But this Giants-Rams game is no longer double digits, because it sounds like maybe Daniel Jones will play. He was limited on Thursday. And then we've got the Seattle-Pittsburgh game. Yippee. We're not flexing yet, so we're stuck with the Seahawks and the Steelers. And the look-ahead line was Seattle -3. And now it's Pittsburgh -5.5. Do you have anything on these games with quarterback changes?
Yeah, I think it sounded like this morning, based on everything coming out of Miami, that it's going to be Tua over in London on Sunday morning, which I guess is nice. It's like, hey, look, no. There's two young good quarterbacks. We're not sending you a box of stale bread, London. And so I would expect to see Tua there. I kind of like the Jaguars, getting 3.5. I don't know. I like them a lot. I would like them a lot better if Jacoby Brissett was playing, but I think it's going to be Tua. For the Giants, Daniel Jones, he hasn't cleared the concussion protocol, and obviously he'd have to do that, either today or tomorrow, but it looks like he's tracking really well. I think it was NJ.com, said that he did everything that he does normally in practice, which is a great sign for anybody trying to come back. If you can, I think anything 10, 9.5 or 10, I mean, obviously 10, a delightfully key number, but if you can get double digits, or if you've got double digits, on the Giants, I think that's a good spot to be in. The Rams have sort of laid an egg in these additional rest spots in years past. It would not be surprising at all if a Daniel Jones led team. And I think Daniel Jones is pretty important here. I love Mike Glennon. I stand for Mike Glennon. There are dozens of us.
NC State.
Mike's my buddy. He's a good dude. I think that in the case of Daniel Jones, with Aaron Donald coming up the middle, you want as much mobility as possible. And I think Daniel Jones gives you that. They've been more than willing to let him use his legs. So I like the Giants in that spot, catching a ton of points, even against a dangerous Rams team.
The Russ ones with the Geno.
Yeah, I don't get that line. Shouldn't it be Steelers -7? And I don't really want to take Steelers -7, but I love Steelers -5. They're playing Geno Smith. I know he looked good for one drive in random backup duty. They're playing Geno Smith. We have a chance in the year of our Lord 2021 to save Geno Smith at less than a touchdown. What are we doing here, people?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, we might not be able to pass that opportunity up. Well, let's talk about games that actually have two good quarterbacks in them. Let's go to the Ravens and the Chargers Sunday in Baltimore. Currently, Chargers are getting 2.5. It's Ravens minus 2.5, total 51.5. What do you make of this game? I mean, this feels like we're headed for a shootout. I'm just amazed at the Chargers. I love Staley. I love Herbert. I mean, they put up almost 50 points, nearly about 500 yards, and they held the ball for about 23 minutes on Sunday. Yeah, they're so explosive, and Lamar coming off the best game of his career.
Yeah, one thing to watch, Mike Williams has been a little limited in practice. I think they have their bye in week 7, so it's possible they could hold out Mike Will. If that's the case, I mean, Big Mike's not out there. He's a big factor in that offense. I mean, obviously, you know, like, put up monster numbers almost week in and week out. But, you know, they've Joe Lombardi said before the season, and I wish I'd listened to him, you know, more in terms of drafting for fantasy purposes, but basically said that Mike Williams was going to, you know, they were changing his role, and he wasn't BSing in the preseason. They changed his role. They made him sort of that X receiver. You know, he does all the full route tree. He's not just a vertical guy anymore. So that would be a pretty big injury, I think, you know, just relative to what that offense wants to do if he's unable to go. I mean, I don't really have a huge lean one way or the other in this game. I think it's going to be exciting. I do expect a ton of points, but I don't know if I really necessarily want to back the over. I think it's probably inflated by that Browns and Chargers score. Although, if you know, if the Chargers can drag the Browns into a shootout, they can certainly drag Lamar Jackson into a shootout. You know, this might be one where you're almost better if you know, unless you just love one of the sides. If you love one of the sides, go ahead. But you know, you could theoretically probably get pretty good numbers on both teams if you wanted to bet it live and just wait till the action starts unfolding, because with the pass rate that Lamar Jackson's using this year, it's much heavier than in years past. You know, this is a team that can come back, unlike previous years, and certainly the Chargers can put up points in you know, any given moment. So not a huge lean. You know, I think I probably would take the points with the Chargers, lean towards the over, but, you know, I mean, like, I'm excited to watch the game. I don't necessarily have a huge pick on either side.
With Will Brinson on BetQL Daily. Check him out, Pick 6 Podcast, at Will Brinson on Twitter. Will, the Green Bay-Chicago line, it's been creeping up in favor of Green Bay all week. Now it's at 6. It's at 6. My guess is it's because of the Bears injury report. Mac, A-Rob, Hicks not practicing Wednesday or Thursday. We'll wait a few more hours for the final injury report, but any thoughts on this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I picked the Bears for CBS. We have to pick every game against the spread, and I feel terrible about it. Don't like it one bit. In fact, I would bet the Packers now. I mean, I would. I don't know. I mean, 6 is a ton for a divisional game on the road. The problem is, Joe, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this as a Bears fan. The problem is Aaron Rodgers. He is the problem. He's the actual problem for Bears fans.
I think 21-5. Is that a good record? 21-5 against the Bears.
That's including playoffs. Maybe it's
right.
Regular season. He's 20-5 against the Bears. He has 55 touchdowns and 10 interceptions in those 25 games. His yardage totals are actually kind of disappointing because you want it to be like 335 yards per game. It's only like 240. That's because usually they're blowing them out because he's throwing so many friggin' touchdowns. Yeah, I mean, and look, you can, you know, if you're obviously, I'm sure anybody in Chicago has seen that clip of him And he's like talking about like how he, you know, loves the city of Chicago and loves all the other sports teams. And he's like, would you play for the Bears? He's like, no. It's like he takes pride and I think it's a source of glee and entertainment and joy for him in annihilating the Chicago Bears franchise and torturing the Bears fans. So, I mean, I just don't think you can get in Aaron Rodgers' way. If he gets a 7, that's just going to be too much. You'd have to take the Bears. But, yeah, I mean, Packers minus 4.5 was probably a hammer that I missed and whiffed on.
Will, what are we missing here with the number in this Patriots-Cowboys game? Every matchup, the talent level, it all points to the Cowboys. They're the only team in the NFL undefeated against the spread. Dak's playing like an MVP candidate. And, yes, this is creeping down. It's now Patriots getting 3 here. The number went from 3.5 to 3. What do you make of this? Is this a Belichick-McCarthy thing? Is this the injury report? Why do you think this number is so close, Patriots-Cowboys?
I mean, I like the pass. I think the pass is going to win the game. I'm sure the Sabella said that looks stupid. I think the horrendous money line parlay that I want to take on Sunday is Jaguars, Lions, Patriots. Like just really get in the trenches. It's not even in the trenches. Just get in the gutter. You know, it's like just groveling around in the gutter with some repulsive dogs. That's where I want to be on Sunday morning.
At the Texans. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I left my office door open. I hope my wife didn't hear me. She's like, why is he talking about like rolling in the mud with dogs? I think part of it is the matchup McCarthy Belichick and even Kellen Moore Belichick, where, you know, we've seen, and the weather's not even supposed to be that bad. I think it's like max 9 miles per hour wind, not supposed to rain, not even really that cold or anything. I think it's sort of, it's out of deference for Belichick. There's also, I believe, some buzz about Tyron Smith, maybe, on the injury report.
He went on yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's 3 injuries for the Cowboys where your eyebrows better shoot up. Is obviously Dak, and then Tyron Smith and Zach Martin. I mean, those are two key guys, especially if you look at the pressure numbers and the offensive numbers for Dak with Tyron Smith in and out of the game. I remember that matchup against the Falcons a few years ago where Smith is out and everybody's like, well, the Falcons stink. And Adrian, like a crusty old 40-year-old Adrian Claiborne had 6 sacks or something against on Dak in Georgia. So I like the pass here. It just stinks. Everyone wants to ride the Cowboys. The Cowboys are everybody's best bet. My buddy Ryan Wilson, who is 31 games above 500 against the spread for CBSSports.com this year, he's like 54-23 or something insane. But he loves the Cowboys this week, so I'm all over the Patriots.
Very good. Will Brinson, CBSSports.com, at Will Brinson on Twitter. Check out the Pick 6 podcast. Great stuff as always. We appreciate your time, Will Brinson, there on BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, Aaron Hawksworth with you coming up next. Don't worry, we'll go over the rest of the Week 6 card, our favorite looks in the NFL. But ALCS, NLCS, we have series prices, and it starts tonight. We'll do that next. Keep it locked on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.